Gagum and Kisufim, to speak about the Gagum and Kisufim. This is talking primarily about to become better and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not only, whatever, Gagum and Kisufim. Yudal, this is Yeshiva Das, this is a very big Nakuda. Yashiv Atzma Matachlisa Vehechon Vo'adim. That during his Baruch, you should try to come to a place of Yeshiva Das. Yeshiva Das, ask yourself the question, Heichan ani ba'olam? Where am I in the world? What's the tachlis of my life? Why am I alive? Why was I sent here? What's my purpose? What am I doing? Am I getting further away? Am I getting closer? Yeshiva Das. Yashiv Daitai. It's a huge thing. Yeshiva Das. Heichan ani ba'olam? Tesvav. And we're going to be learning much more about each of these. Tesvav, Yis'aneach me'oimek libay l'Hashem. I'm sure that you know that Rabbi Nachum was very, very big on anochas, krechsin, sighing, krechsin, and anocha. Mechlal, breathing is a very big sugya in the Svar Makadosha. It's a very, very big inyan, breathing. And it's a very big part of his bainidus and his bonanus. Meditation and his bainidus is breathing. Now already in the Western culture is now taken from the Eastern culture where breathing was always a huge thing. If anybody here has ever taken any yoga, right? The biggest part of it is the breathing. And it's true. That comes originally from us. The Svarma Kadoshim teaches the importance of breathing. Anacha is not just a breathing, it's a Jewish way of breathing. It's a Jewish way of breathing. A krechs. Yisaneach ma'emek libo l'Hashem. A krechs is an expression of when something can't be put into words about how I know that I'm not where I should be and helping to get there. That's what it means, a krechs. There's a mamshich chiyus de kedusha. By that type of exhaling and giving over the breath of one's soul, so you're able to be mamshich chiyus. You're then able to inhale new chiyus. Rabbi Nachman is big tirus on this in your breathing. It's a way of getting rid of the bad stuff. I mean, that's what happens when you exhale, right? I think so. And to breathe in new chiyus, to receive new chiyus. So an anocha is a very, very special in Avodas Hashem. Krechsing and breathing is very important. Mam shechiz de kedusha, mishabres taivas gufo, you're able to sort of expel the taivas of the guf. You're able to get rid of the taivas of the guf. Like when you're exercising and you're doing something, in the strenuous part of that movement is always with exhaling, right? So you receive nuchiyas, to break the taibis of the guf, to break the strength of the body through the breath of the neshama, of the neshima, the neshama, the neshima is breathing, the chiyas of a person. So you're able to clean out the system, to clean out oneself, and to overcome the koach of the guf, which is very coarse and physical. And breathing the air is the most spiritual part of our physical lives is breathing. So that's why the neshama is the neshima, the nishmas chayim, the ipach papa, nishmas chayim. So when a person is breathing, he's in and out. There's a tremendous koach of ruchnius that is closest to the nefesh ruach and neshama, and furthest away from the physical needs of the body. By any time, any kind of meditation, there's going to be very serious breathing. Anybody that's ever studied meditation, in Kedusha or meditation, even Islam, meditation is always about breathing. Misnatek mehatuma or misdabek b'kedusha. Through breathing, a person is able to detach himself from tuma. To bring a nuchias of kedusha, to breathe out, to exhale,
that which is unholy, and to be able to inhale new kreches, kedusha. Tezayin. This is a very ancient malacha, tezayin. I understand it's becoming popular also now with the chevra that are working on yoga. Yedaber el ha'ivarim, to speak to one's limbs and organs, to speak to the body. Yedaber el ha'ivarim v'yaskelhem matachlisam. Like in the tefillah zaka that we say before Kol Nidre, the chayadum's tefillah, Hashem, you created eyes, that I should be able to see Torah, that I should be able to see good in other people, that I should be able to look into the Siddur. And I use my eyes for other things. And for a person to remember and to speak to the Evarim, that why do I have you? What's the tachlis of your existence? And how you've abused your eyes, your ears, your mouth, saying the wrong things, eating the wrong things, and to speak the strong lashon to the hands, the different parts of the body. Yedaber Levarim v'yaskelam, to remind them, matachlis. What's your tachlis? What's the tachlis of the mouth? What's the tachlis of your eyes and your ears? What's the tachlis of the feet to take you to shul, to take you to a shiur, to take you to a good place? What's the tachlis of having legs, of having feet? What's the tachlis? What's going to be the end? What's going to be the end of those evarim? We all know what the end is going to be. And to speak even to be able to say to one's feet, you have the audacity to take me to places that I shouldn't be going to. You know, because I know, and you're part of me, and you know that you're going to end up being a skeleton in the grave. That's what you have a chutzpah to go running to. You need to speak to the evarim. It's not vital. And that could have an effect upon breaking, or at least mellowing and softening the chutzpah of the body. The guf is a mechutzah. The guf is essentially a nobody. The only inyan the guf has is because of the shidduch it has with the neshama. Otherwise, it's stop. It's nothing. It's a boss of Adam. We were in high school, it was $1.98. They said that's what it was. I remember in the textbook that the ingredients of the body are worth $1.98. So figure now it's like $5. I don't know what it is. I mean, you can get it on your credit card. You don't have to even give cash. But it's not that much more. But in high school, I remember it said that your body is worth $1.98. And they made a ratio on me. Couldn't even make it to $2. $1.98. And if you're hungry, you could probably get the $1.50. The person has to remember. The goof is a merdik and mechutzif. It's a nobody that has the nerve to take control of your life. It's a nobody. It's nothing. It's a boss of a dam. And it tells you what to do. And you're a bas melech, a ben melech, and a shama, tired, and satavi. And you listen to this mushchus, this manovu. The only schus this body has is because it's a house for my neshama. So because of that, I have to treat it properly, not b'fnei atzmai, but because when I'm alive, it's a place for my neshama to be. And if I die, I have to mechabed the mace because it had the schus to have a neshama in it. But in of itself, was nothing. And yet it has such a chutz, but the guf is such a chutz. Such an azaz pun in the guf, a chutzpah. Because that's what chutzpah is. Chutzpah means you're not a baldaver, you're nothing, you're nobody, and you tell the somebody what to do. That's the biggest mechutzpah. That's the biggest mechutzpah. You're nobody, and you're telling the one who knows. You know better. No? That's what chutzpah is. Let's talk about Chazal say it means chutzpah doesn't have a crown. It means somebody without a crown. Because you have no authority, you have nothing. And you're the baldover over here. You made yourself into a baldover. It's a mechutzah. The body is nothing. It doesn't have a crown. It doesn't have any malchus. And yet, all of us are being kerei mishtachvat. Whatever the body says, do this. Like Simon says, do this. So the body says, do this. I do this. The body says, do that. The body says, this smells good, eat it. Yeah, but I already ate. Eat it. Just be quiet and eat it. It's a chutzpah. The body is the biggest mechutzah. The biggest mechutzah. And the more you indulge the body, the more you feed the body, the bigger the mechutzah becomes. Just like it is with a person who's a mechutzah. The more you give in to the mechutzah, the bigger the chutzpah. That's how it is with mechutzah.
Huh? That's what's happening in society now also. Right?
Yeah. What we used to look at, when Chazal said that before Mashiach comes, chutzpah, as there'll be tremendous chutzpah in the world. We couldn't have, 6 months ago, we couldn't have imagined. I'm not going to give examples because every one of us knows what's going on. The chutzpah, how outrageous it is. It's hard to believe, the chutzpah. But with all of the chutzpah that we're seeing in the world now, the body is still a bigger mechutzah. The body is a bigger mechutzah. So we have to, through speaking to the Yavarim in a way of strength and telling the Yavarim, you're not a balabas. I'm the balabas. I'm the balabas. You're not telling me what to look at. You're not telling me what to say. I'm the balabas. So you could break the chutzpah of the body. To break the chutzpah of the body. But if we're just feeding the body and indulging the body with more food and more taivas and so on, then the body becomes more and more insolent. It becomes a bigger mechutzah. The more we feed the body, the more we compliment the body and we indulge the body and we take, pamper the body, the bigger the mechutzah. The body becomes more and more of a mechutzah. When a person puts the body in its place, for what it really is, so then the body learns how to be quiet, and the neshama is in charge, not the body. So to speak to one's evarim, it's part of the avodah, as part of this bechla, it's part of our avodah Hashem. To give commandments to one's body, to talk to the evarim. Obviously, you do that in a discreet way, not when people are watching you or something like that. Yud Zayin. To be able to scream, to be someplace where no one's going to hear you, and you're not thinking, halavai, someone's going to hear me, they know what tzaddik I am, to go someplace where no one can hear you, and to scream. Sometimes when you can't do that, because it's not shaykh to do that, so then your heart can scream. We're going to learn about that. And you could be silent, and your heart could be screaming. Hamisoira, Kamashakosa, Tsaak, Libam El Hashem. Like it says in Eicha, Tsaak, Libam El Hashem, that the heart screamed out to God. Vayidei Tsaaka, through screaming, Zoichel Lagalus, Lahoilin Moichin Chadashim, also screaming is a tremendous koach. Besides, the tefillah that you're davening, it's also a tremendous koach, like the breathing, to purify, to remove that which doesn't belong in the guf. Scream. The Lord says, "Mitach is yada yetzahar, the shabra azus haguf." To break also the azus of the guf. Very powerful, powerful. You see, when a person has to do something that requires a tremendous amount of strength, it gives a scream, a shrai. It's a scream. Koiches. And to get rid of a certain weakness, and to give a scream. Lishba azus haguf, legales. Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about that. How through screaming at the top of our lungs, either in a way that is mama screaming or silently screaming at the top of one's lungs, it has a tremendous ability to be megala. We're going to see what this means, to open up one's mind, to have that there should be that person should have aces of what to do with his life, to be able to think clearly. The screaming does that. That's why people get very, very nervous when a baby cries. with MS is, it says in the Svaram that the, I'm not talking about when it's excessive and the baby's in pain, God forbid, if something's wrong. A stam, babies cry. So it gets rid, the Svaram say, gets rid of the psilos of the mind. There are certain things in the mind that are unhealthy, that are, and that through the screaming, the baby is able to open up the mind, and the breathing of the baby is able to open up. Remember when we had the first, our oldest daughter, so the baby is screaming, and everybody starts to get up, my wife, and I said, my father just said, Muslim, shine. Let her scream, what's that? Nothing's going to happen. Well, it screams. He says, good. It's very good. Again, it doesn't mean excessive if something's wrong. But it means a little bit. This the marichness, the psilos, the things that are blown away by the screaming. Things that are blown away. That's why when a person, after you scream, you feel better. You just feel better. Not if you scream, you're angry at somebody. That's the issue. No, if you stop screaming in tefillah and screaming, it's a gewaltige thing to clear a person's mind, and to be open to be able to receive Eitzes Avodas Hashem. And finally, Yud Ches. Yimcha b'fnei Hashem amashe yitzahar roidef achrav lahapilu. Means to protest. Amacha means to protest. To complain, to protest to Hashem. To have the yitzahar is making my life miserable. And yitzahar roidef achrav lahapilu. You created the yitzahar. It's every single minute of my life is chasing after me to destroy my life, and you make a macha. Again, it's a sign of bialus. Same way in halacha, if someone wants to move on to your property, if someone wants to take your thing, and you say, "What are you doing? That's mine." It's a macha. It's a claim of ownership. It's a reclamation of ownership. It's a sign that this is mine. You can't take it from me. So when a person just lets himself be run over by the Yetzer Hara, he's just like an easy victim. When a person makes a macha, sometimes you can't control yourself, but at least you protest. At least you complain. And by protesting, you're saying, "This, how dare you move on to my property? Who told you have permission to walk onto my backyard?" So let's say it's a scary guy, it's a big guy, and he walks into your backyard, and you don't say anything. Of course, these are conversations in halacha. These are discussion in halacha. How does that work? But if a person is silent, doesn't seem to care, doesn't seem to mind, it raises tremendous doubts about whether he really owns the place. Because if you own the place and somebody's walking in your property, you say, "What are you doing over here?" And even if you can't get rid of the guy because he's somebody you can't contend with, the fact is you're complaining, you're screaming, you're yelling, and your towing or your attorney will prove that my client was screaming and sent letters and was writing letters and sent emails and was fighting against this, didn't want this to happen. But if there's no record of you complaining, if there's no record that you sent any emails, that you sent a text, this is not to be tolerated, this is my house, so then you have a very weak case. If it bothered you so much, why'd you stand by and watch it happen? You didn't even complain about it. So with the Yetzer Hara, it's the same thing. The Yetzer Hara is taking away much more than physical things. It's taking away our whole existence. Why don't you complain? Where's the macha? Where's the anger? Where's the macha? Where's the complaint? Who are you going to complain to? The Baruch Shalom. He made the Yitzhak. Of course, in the right way. But to ask for help, but to say, I'm officially lodging a complaint against this. I want to make it very clear. I'm unhappy about what's doing. I'm not proud of what I did. I don't want to do this. And I need your help. I've been fighting against this for years. And I protest about this mischief that my body has dragged me into. I protest. I'm against it. But I need help. Amashi Yitzhar Roide Fach of Lahapilo. V'yomer B'pemole Shein Zeresono. Therefore, it's very, very important for a person to say B'pemole, to say very clearly. To say clearly, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this way. Even if you mess up and you fail, and you say, "I don't want to do this," and you do it anyway, say, this is bad. I don't want to do this. Somebody showed me yesterday that he has somebody gave him a tchotchke. It says on it, "No." It's an electric thing. It says on it, "No." And you give it a clap, and it says, "I told you, no." And then it has like 20 other ways of, did you hear me? I told you no. No, no, no. It has all different ways of saying no. Just a little no, to like a no machine. People make these things and they're shaking the bayit. Or it's just for fun. You know, imagine your kid comes and says, hey, dad, I'd like to, can I have the car keys? You don't have to even talk. You don't even look up from, you don't have to look up from the safe. You just go, no, I told you no. So there's a no machine. So when it comes, a person, when it comes to the Yetzirah, a person has to, you have to make a mechor. I'm upset about this. I don't want this. I didn't look for this. I need help to get past this. I don't want this. But Pemarle, Shane Zer, son of Ubal Limchais, I'm complaining about this. So you hear that it says, but yeah, but you have free choice. But who are you complaining against? You complain. You see that the tzaddikim, El Yanavi, Moshe, we know the tzaddikim, that they were complaining that Hashem, you made the Yetzar, Mayasa ben Leachta. What do you want from me? You decided to put me into the 21st century. I wasn't born, I was born in the 21st century, and not in some little back alley in Meir Sharm. You put me into the five towns. Every single place you walk, every single guy, I go on the train, I go to work, everywhere I go is crazy. So what do you want? I'm not making excuses. I'm asking you that if you want me to be better, I'm trying. I'm not happy that I did this, and help me not to do this again. I'll try. That's all. But to make a machar, to lodge a complaint. And to daven that the Yetzirah should be removed from your property, from who you are. These are all potential and some really required parts of the Seder Hizbaridus. And Bez Hashem, we'll get a notice about how we're going to have this year next week. We're going to be skipping to Perek Vav, because Perek He is really, in Perek He, the Tzaddik is talking about how to stay focused when you're learning at Likutei Moran, how to stay focused on that particular Torah, and to make that Torah, to live with that Torah, which is a very big part of Likutei Moran, but how to live with that Torah, with the Tfilas and so on, that is really getting us a little bit off topic of his Hizbaridu. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue with Perek Vav. Perek Vav is speaking about, Perek Vav is about the Zman, the time, how much time, and how to decide the time, and so on. We'll discuss that. We'll dig over that next week. Yeah, Shakaya.